Thousands of fraudsters who collectively stole more than $100 billion in COVID-19 emergency unemployment assistance just got away with it. The statute of limitations for pandemic aid crimes expired March 27th, and Congress failed to approve an extension. The Government Accountability Office estimates $100 to $135 billion was lost to fraud during the pandemic. Only $5 billion has been recovered, according to the Department of Labor. Law enforcement agencies had thousands of pending cases. The Department of Justice alone had more than 1,600 criminal matters that were open and uncharged. The House approved a bill on March 12th that would have doubled the statute of limitations from 5 to 10 years, giving prosecutors until March of 2030 to bring criminals to justice. One of the bill's sponsors urged Congress to move quickly, because as he explained, once the statute expires, it's too late. Representative Darren LaHood, a Republican from Illinois, said, "We cannot retroactively change criminal liability for federal crimes. Once the statute of limitations expires, these cases will go cold and criminals will go unpunished. Prosecuting bad actors has a ripple effect that will deter crime and prevent additional losses to the government and American taxpayers." Stealing from relief funds is relatively easy due to what one expert described as the government's pay-and-chase method. Agencies work to get aid out as quickly as possible, so they don't properly verify identification, and they miss red flags in a flood of claims. This makes government programs a target for criminals. Haywood Talcove said, "They never run out of money, and you likely won't be arrested." Talcove shared how criminal organizations use stolen personal information to file claims on behalf of real people. He said the government needs to implement stronger identity verification and end self-certification, which allows recipients to confirm their own eligibility. Talcove said, "If we fail to act, we are complicit in funding fraudsters, organized criminals, nation-states, and even terrorists who use these programs as their personal checking accounts. While there are individuals who steal for themselves, the bigger problem is organized crime on an international scale. Expert analysis found that up to 70% of fraudulent unemployment benefits went to Russian mobsters, Chinese hackers, and Nigerian scammers. The Department of Justice recently announced that a man pled guilty to laundering $59 million in public benefits to China. Some funds were traced to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Talcove warned it's not just COVID-19 funds, it's all disaster relief. Scammers are using the real identities of California wildfire victims and Florida hurricane victims to apply for benefits that they wire out of the country to evade law enforcement.